Russian Orthodox church music from roughly 80 years ago, give or take a decade or two. First, a cherubic hymn by Golovanov, then Otče náš, the Lord's Prayer by Kedrov, and at the end there, the blessing Mnogaya Leta, set by Kastelsky. The performers were the Valeri Rybin Men's Choir, directed by Valeri Rybin. I see the composer of that last piece, Kastelsky, has been called the outstanding representative of the neo-Russian style in Russian art, having a huge influence on the sacred music of his contemporaries, including Rachmaninoff. And you can hear more from Kastelsky as well as sections of the Rachmaninoff Vespers in tomorrow night's Radio 3 Live in Concert. It's a Russian Christmas direct from St Paul's Knightsbridge in London. The BBC singers in Russian Orthodox music from the Tsarist courts of the 17th and 18th centuries to music composed often in secret during the communist period. And as well as the Rachmaninoff, there are a couple of recent pieces by younger Russians who now live in the Baltic states. The BBC singer's conductor for the occasion is the Latvian Kaspars Putnins. And that concert's live here on Radio 3 at 7:30 tomorrow night. Well, back to this evening. It's just gone 10:04. And now on Radio 3, World Roots. And this week the programme makes its first ever visit to Canada. Marianne Kennedy visits one of the country's leading folk festivals, Chant de Vielle.
I'm in a wee village in eastern Canada, surrounded by flat, fertile North American farmland, but with wooden barns to one side and poplar trees lining various roads in the distance and the mairie just up the road, you'd be forgiven for thinking that this was deepest rural France. We're in the heartland of French-speaking Canada, Quebec, in the tiny village of Calixte-la-Vallée, named for the composer of Canada's national anthem. And the usual population of about 500 has swelled several times over for the annual Chant de Vielle, a true community celebration of one of Canada's richest themes of traditional music. And at the heart of the festivities, the touchstone of the tradition, human voice, and as you heard there, a vital connection to the old country, the vieille aroue, the hurdy-gurdy. And we're just gathering on the steps of the village and parading down through the village with the hurdy-gurdies, the brass bands, fiddles, voices, anything that makes a joyful racket, really. And we're heading for the showground of the local country fair to carry on the party.
The Chant de Vielle Festival is something quite special. It's a major event in the Quebecois music calendar, but it's very much a case of small is beautiful. The main stage is an open-sided barn with a lot of the audience outside, although I have to say there were plenty of mosquitoes inside as well. And the music goes on all over, loads of impromptu sessions happening, and everyone mixes together. Musicians come from a long way, some from the US, some from the old country, but it's the strong musical traditions of Quebec that lead. And in this little festival, quality is always a given. Groups like Les Charbonniers d'Enfer, a bit of a supergroup really, counting the likes of the great veteran of La Boutine Souriante, André Marchand, in their number, and as likely to sing Neil Young as a traditional Quebecois song.
Par un jour de printemps labourant au premier jour de mai, j'ai été planté à mes labourés à la porte de ma mie. Oh, c'était labouré, oh, oh, sur c'était labouré, sur c'était labouré, oh, oh, sur c'était labouré. J'ai été planté à mes labourés à la porte de ma mie. J'ai été planté à mes labourés à la porte de ma mie. Quand le mai fut planté labouré à la maison rentrée, oh, c'était labouré, oh, oh, sur c'était labouré, sur c'était labouré, oh, oh, sur c'était labouré. Je m'assois sur un banc labourant faisant comme tous les autres. Je m'assois une mamie, j'en ai flatté un autre. C'était la bourrée, oh, oh. C'était la bourrée.
C'était la bourrée, oh, oh. C'était la bourrée.
À lieu d'aller flatter mamie, j'en ai flatté un autre.
À lieu d'aller flatter mamie, j'en ai flatté un autre.
Yo, elle m'a dit galant labourant, allez flatter la vôtre. Là, sur ces terres labourées, oh, oh, sur ces terres labourées.
Sur ces terres labourées, oh, oh, sur ces terres labourées.
Yo, elle m'a dit galant labourant, allez flatter la vôtre.
Yo, elle m'a dit galant labourant, allez flatter la vôtre.
Je ne suis point galant labourant, je suis comme toutes les autres. Là. C'était la bourrée, oh, oh, sur ces terres labourées.
Sur ces terres labourées, oh, oh, sur ces terres labourées.
Sur ces terres labourées, oh, oh, sur ces terres labourées.
Sur ces terres labourées, oh, oh, sur ces terres labourées.
Merci beaucoup, merci, 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 merci beaucoup.
Il y a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom. Il y a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom. On travaille aujourd'hui, on travaille sous la pluie. On travaille, on travaille, on travaille. Oui, ma blonde, elle attend après moi. Oui, ma blonde, elle attend après moi. Je vais retourner avec beaucoup d'argent. On travaille, on travaille, on travaille. Oh, driver, donne-moi une chance. Oh, driver, donne-moi une chance. Avez-vous du feu pour ma cigarette? On travaille, on travaille, on travaille. Ce soir, on va au village. Oui, ce soir, on va au village. Chanter la chanson, boire la boisson. On travaille, on travaille, on travaille. On travaille, j'ai mal à la tête. Oh Marie, j'ai mal à la tête. Donnez-nous l'esprit, l'esprit du corps.
On travaille au tabac, Marie. Le bleu du ciel a changé.
Le bleu du ciel a changé. Après 40 jours et 40 nuits,
on peut pas travailler au tabac.
On travaille, on travaille, on travaille, on travaille.
Y a quelqu'un qui attend après moi. Il y a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom.
On travaille aujourd'hui, on travaille sous la pluie.
On travaille au tabac.
So I'm here with André Marchand and Michel Faubert from Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer. Tell me, first of all, what does the band's name mean?
Coal miners from hell. You know, we have a strange relation in our tradition with the storytelling with the devils and many songs and legends about that. So that's why.
So your music stems from the very traditional to new songwriting. Why is the voice such an important thing that brings you all together?
Oh, there's a strong tradition. Maybe both. Tradition of a cappella singing, of course, in the houses, in the home of the persons. They used to sing a cappella on records. There is piano or guitar, but most of the time when you collect people singing, it's a cappella. So the idea was to make a band doing only a cappella and with harmonies. It's quite new because in the tradition in Quebec there is no harmony. It's a l'unisson.
Okay. But you do have rhythm. And well, even in this five-piece, the feet are still going
yes,
as well.
Yes, the foot stomping is something that has been in our tradition for a long time. And Michel Bordolo used to do it in La Bottine, and me before mm-hmm. that. So when we got together, we already had our drum machines, and you know, generally, so you were saying that we sing a more contemporary songs. This is a very recent project, but before that, it was always traditional, completely traditional. So now the show we do is a mix of all we have done since about 15 years, and then that new thing that is called Nouvelle fréquentation, new frequentation, I don't know how you say that in English. New acquaintances, I don't know, something like that.
So the very traditional stuff, where does that actually come from? Are these songs that are from Quebec, or do they come from further back? Do they come from the old country?
Most of the songs are from France, but they moved in Quebec in the 17th century. So most of the songs we used to sing are from family repertoire of each member of the band or from collecting in Quebec, but also in Acadie, you know, the eastern part of Canada where French-speaking people are Acadians. They are not Quebecois, but they have a strong repertoire of ballads. And many ballads we sing are from Acadie, and it's a mixture. But Quebec and Acadie most, but of course, if we go in the history, most are from France, but not all of them.
The family traditions, how important is that within the songs that you guys sing together?
I guess this is the songs we prefer because we have a close contact to the origin, you know. We also use some songs from the archives, there's a big archive in Quebec City, but also Michel used to do a lot of collecting, so he went to visit a lot of people. So the song we bring together, it's a mélange of all different places, and then we have a little coffre.
Coffin?
Coffin.
Coffin, no, a coffin.
A chest, and there's a few songs in it.
I hope not a coffin, they're alive.
Coffin is okay.
What makes Chandevielle special?
Well, I guess that it starts with the organizers. These people are remarkable people that we've been kind of a little younger generation than us, you know, but they really make a great job. And it still is not too big. It's very cozy.
Yeah.
So it's people are closer from each other.
And artistically, this is a festival built around the drone sound. And, you know, it's something very special, you know, the drone sound. That we can hear with the pipes and the hurdy-gurdies, but that we can hear a cappella with the singing in the silence. We hear the drone all the time, and it's special.
Well, there's been a fantastic double act going on here with Michel talking while André gets through his dinner. So I'll let you finish your food just now and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Merci. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
Le diable s'enfuit dans la ville de Poitiers, qui est droit au moulin pour y prendre meunier.
Le diable s'enfuit dans la ville de Poitiers, droit au moulin pour y prendre meunier. Meunier trouva un sac assez grand, a pris le diable et le fourré dedans, l'a attaché à la meule du moulin, l'a fait virer du soir au lendemain.
L'a attaché à la meule du moulin,
l'a fait virer du soir au lendemain.
Le lendemain, le diable se fâcha, s'enfla si bien que le sac déchira.
Le lendemain, le diable se fâcha, s'enfla si bien que le sac déchira.
Puis s'en était sous les fenêtres du meunier, viens voir ton sac, il est tout déchiré. Puis il a dit au meunier en partant, viens en enfer, je t'en ferai autant.
Puis il a dit au meunier en partant,
viens en enfer, je t'en ferai autant. Le diable s'enfuit chez un tailleur, mais ce coup-là lui vient du malheur.
Le diable s'enfuit chez un tailleur,
mais ce coup-là lui vient du malheur. Le tailleur en apercevant tout nu, il a tapiqué ses mille aiguilles au cul, puis s'en était qui tout tremblant, avec son cul tout plein de sang.
Puis s'en était tout tremblant,
avec son cul tout plein de sang. Il s'arrêta chez un cabaretier, mais ce coup-là fut bien attrapé.
Il s'arrêta chez un cabaretier,
mais ce coup-là fut bien attrapé. Cabaretier le trouva si gros, s'en débattu de ses verres et de ses pots.
Il y en a tant fouté sur le corps que je crois bien que l'animal est mort.
Il y en a tant fouté sur le corps
que je crois bien que l'animal est mort.
Et
prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Oh, prenez
voir les filles,
prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
C'est pour aller voir ma maîtresse, puis à savoir si je l'aurai.
C'est pour aller voir ma maîtresse, puis à savoir si je l'aurai.
Dans mon chemin, puis la rencontre, la fille du charpentier.
Oh, oh, prenez voir les filles.
Et prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Oh, prenez voir les filles, prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
La rencontre de la vie du charpentier.
Dans mon chemin, puis la rencontre de la vie du charpentier.
Charpentier qui était riche n'a pas voulu me la donner.
Oh, oh, prenez voir les filles.
Et prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Oh, prenez voir les filles. Prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Si tu ne donnes pas ta fille, je ne sais pas ce que je te ferai.
Si tu ne donnes pas ta fille, je ne sais pas ce que je te ferai.
Prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Oh, venez voir les filles. Prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Je te couperai toutes tes vignes. Je t'arracherai tout ton blé.
Je te couperai toutes tes vignes. Je t'arracherai tout ton blé.
Je renverserai ta table quand tu seras après manger.
Oh, oh, venez voir les filles.
Et prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Oh, venez voir les filles. Prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Je renverserai ta table quand tu après manger.
Je renverserai ta table quand tu seras après manger.
Frotte ton verre et ta bouteille et bon goût je me passerai.
Oh, oh, venez voir les filles.
Et prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Oh, oh, venez voir les filles. Prenez plaisir à m'aimer.
Hells Coleman, Les Charbonniers d'Enfer, singing on the main stage, or one end of the barn. Now, one of the best things about the Chandivielle Festival is that as well as the main stage concerts, there's spontaneous music making going on all the time. And I mean all the time, well into the night. Everyone joins in. Young players, old players, professionals, amateurs, fiddlers, guitarists, banjos, and of course, hurdy-gurdies, the vielle of the Chandivielle. The festival was started off not by some big impresario or producer, but by the musicians of one of Quebec's best-known bands, Le Vent du Nord. Two of the band members, hurdy-gurdy player Nicolas Boulerice and fiddler Olivier Demers, moved to this idyllic village 7 years ago. they decided to invite some villagers for a housewarming party, and it went so well, it turned into an annual event. And soon it became too big for the garden. But there was already an ideal festival location in the village, the local showground, as Nico told me.
It's a county fair who's almost 150 years old. So here they have, for that long, they have a party each July, a party. Horses and cows and music, of course, a lot of music. So the barns around us usually receives cows and horses. Now we receive a violin player and accordion player. But it's close, in fact. It's two legs. Not four, but it's very funny because at the beginning of the festival each year I dig on the dirt for 1 or 2 days. It's very, it's good for the humility.
You like to get your hands dirty.
Yeah, I like to say, yes, I'm an artist. I'm proud of that. It's my job, of course. But I also like to be also the guy on the other side. Who works to make the people have fun, and it's amazing. Just imagine, I can invite my favorite musician in my town, in my garden, and you know what? Now it's 500 people in the village, and 100 people are volunteer. So it's a big part of the population for that small village, and so the people open their house for all the 50 musicians. The people make food for everybody. So they are like 10 and they cook for 2 months. They put food in all the fridge and the freezer everywhere in the region.
In a way, the festival does feel like a big extended family.
The thing is, that festival is a very human-sized festival. So we don't have those huge stages. So we have barns and small tent and other barn. So I think it's very close to the roots, very close to the tradition, because people, they were playing music in the small place, in the kitchen, of course, but outside, like we did, like the music played just behind us. You know, people dance and play outside like it was and like it is. Because for us, the tradition is not something who's in the past and something who stopped. And it continues, it grows, it became different. But I think and I hope that festival is something close to the roots of Quebec music.
This village, you would be forgiven sometimes for thinking you were in France and not in Canada. What does it feel like to you? Is this Quebec? Is this Canada?
It's weird because Calix à la Vallée is the guy who composed the national hymn of Canada.
That's the name of the village. It's named after him.
Yeah. So it's a recent name. Before it was Saint Theodosie. Anyway, for me, I never consider myself as a Canadian, because we really change the name of the people from Quebec in the 60s. We really start to call ourselves like Quebecois, because we wanted to make a separation, you know. But I think the language and the music we have in Quebec is in danger, because now the world is open, everybody is no countries anymore, you're human and blah blah blah, and it's good, but I think we need to keep those things alive. Maybe the solution is having a country, maybe it's just having a law, maybe it's making the people more proud about their language. Yeah, I'm open. It's not just a question of separation of Quebec. Yes, maybe it's a possibility, but I think we need to do something, because the way we live here, the way we cook the food, the way we build our houses, it's different. And it's, for me, it's more than important. It's my blood.
Daniel Tonneau, amongst many other things, a player and maker of hurdy-gurdies. I can't think of a better person to answer all my questions. First of all, for such a complicated instrument, can you tell me how all of that works to make that amazing sound?
Well, basically, although the sound might not give you that impression, it's a string instrument. Many people think it's an air instrument. They ask me where the air comes from, but there's no air, there's only strings. So it's a mechanical violin, in fact. So instead of using a bow, like on a violin, you use a wheel. It's a wooden wheel that's covered with rosin, just like a violin bow. So you turn the crank, the wheel turns, and it rubs the strings. So there are many strings. You have the strings that you call the drones. So these are the drones. Just like bagpipes has drones, pipes that you blow all the time without affecting the sound with your, with holes and fingers. These work all the time. You also have little strings on the side that you cut, sympathetic strings that just resonate when they're in tune, which is not the case right now. On the top of the instrument, you have a few strings, could be one, two, or three, or four, that go through a wooden box. Those are called the chanters. So those are the strings on which you will play the melody. In this box, you have keys. Could be, if you want, like piano keys. And those keys have little pieces of wood that you call the tangents, and those pieces of wood are going to push the string and replace the fingers. So you don't play directly with the fingers, you play with that keyboard. So these strings, the chanters, which can be tuned a very different way, are going to give you the melody. So here you have the drone with one chanter. And if I want to play the melody, I play on the keyboard. And then you can have other tunings, like you have a fifth here, gives you a special effect. Then finally you have another string that you call the trumpet. The trumpet is a string that probably at the beginning it was a problem with the instrument. It had a buzzing sound and you didn't want to have a buzzing sound. And probably they couldn't fix it, so they decide to keep it, that it would be like an asset of the instrument. So it's a string that rests on a little piece of wood, a little bridge, which is not glued to the instrument, that vibrates when you play the instrument. So it gives that buzzing sound, but you can control it by the way you turn the crank. So and that way you can play whichever rhythm you want. And then you use that especially for dance music, for instance, to give.
And is it an instrument primarily for dancing, or where does it belong?
This is a very old instrument, so it was invented, we think, around the 12th century, southern France, northern Spain, along the way to Santiago de Compostela. That's where we've seen the first representation of that instrument. In those days, it was a church instrument. So it was playing the drones, and they were singing anthems on top of the drones. So it became a church instrument, but very soon it was thrown out of church. And so it became a country instrument. So it was played or to accompany songs or to accompany dances or to play dances. And that was until the Second World War. During the Second World War, lots of instruments were demolished or disappeared. And then there was a big revival in the 60s and the 70s. Everybody in France and different countries in Europe, because you could find it in France, but also in other countries like Hungary.
So that's the place of the hurdy-gurdy in mainland Europe. Where does it belong in terms of Quebecois music?
So now there are quite a few people who play in Quebec, and they start this festival here called Chant de Vielle, and it's been going on for 8 years. But most folk festivals in Quebec are concentrated on Quebecois music. and this is probably the only one that has a wider approach because of the hurdy-gurdy and the bagpipes. So bagpipes from all over the place, because we've got bagpipes everywhere. And it's chant de vielle, so it's vielle, which is the hurdy-gurdy, and singing too.
Daniel, thank you so much. Would you just give us a little more on the vielle à roue?
Tarder, Gabriel Boutier, Robert Boutier, Eliette Remond, la formation Serre l'écoute.
For the Québécois, history isn't something just for history books. It's something very real and present. Back in the main stage barn, my favourites of the weekend, the vocal trio Serre l'écoute are going to perform a song which recalls a famous French victory over the English in 1690.
C'est le général de Flippe qui est parti de l'Angleterre avec 36 voiles et plus de 1000 hommes faits. Il croyait par sa vaillance prendre la ville de Québec. Il croyait par sa vaillance prendre la ville de Québec.
À mouiller devant la ville les plus beaux de ses vaisseaux, a mis la chaloupe à terre avec un beau généraux. C'est pour avertir la ville de se rendre vite au plus tôt, avant qu'il soit un cordeur, j'allons lui l'assaut. C'est le général de ville, appela son franc canon. Va-t'en dire à l'ambassade qu'il nous en rendra raison. Va lui dire que ma réponse est au bout de mes canons. Avant qu'il soit un cordeur, nous dansons le rigodon. C'est le général de Flippe a mis son monde à beau port avec 6 pièces de campagne pour lui servir de renfort. Mais le malheur qui l'accable, qui ne l'a jamais quitté, 100 Français pleins de courage en ont détruit la moitié. C'est le général de Flippe, c'est retourné dans Boston. Va-t'en dire au roi Guillaume que Québec lui a fait faux bond, car je vends de la bonne poudre et aussi de bons boulets, des canons en abondance au service des Français, car je vends de la bonne poudre et aussi de bons boulets, des canons en abondance au service des Français.
Merci.
sat here in the blazing sunshine of rural Quebec with Robert and Gabrielle Boutillard. Tell me first about that amazing first song. It's very hand on heart right out there.
Oh yes, the song of Le Général de Flip. This song has been composed, written maybe weeks after the event that happened in front of Quebec City in 1690. It was the English General William Phipps, who came with a fleet of 36 vessels. And Gouverneur Frontenac said to him, my answer will be with my cannons. And Phipps, after a couple of trying of landing with the troops, he went away, and Quebec was saved at this time. It was in 1690, but in 1759, it was another story. But this song has been written at this time, and there was a discussion about what is the tune of the song. But the analysis of different sources permitted to find that it was a tune that was published in the old tunes books of the end of the 17th century, so contemporary with the event and the story.
You can tell that your passion, both of you, are not just as performers, but as researchers and collectors and promoters of these songs.
Yes, I have all these hats. I began by the research and a lot of fieldwork, mainly northeast from New Brunswick, one of the Acadian area. And I made years and years of fieldwork with Gabrielle's mother, and Gabrielle, somewhere in her own story, took this heritage for herself.
Gabrielle, how did it feel to grow up in this world of song and passion for song?
I did not know at the time how it felt. I just lived through it. But of course, when I awoke around 18, you search your place in the world, and you get aware suddenly of all the roots that have always been there. And of course, the beauty of the music itself was something.
Now, the Quebecois song tradition, like the Celtic traditions that you coexist with, the Scottish, yeah, and the Irish, it is a single melody tradition with the drone. But your particular performance style is very special. Tell us where these amazing harmonies come from, the two of you and Liette Ramon.
The thing with harmonies is that when you know the way, when you know the aesthetic, of the vocal aesthetic of the old person that sung those songs, you can do whatever you want with it, and it won't make it wrong. Even if we do very wild harmonies with the dissonance and things like that, it's not a problem. The voice itself, it's not a classical voice, it's a raw voice, if you permit the expression, a raw voice with a lot of ornaments in it, and this is directly from the recordings and the field work that has been done in the past.
You have some real on the edge elements of your performance, both in your harmony and also in the way the voices intermingle and respond to each other.
Mainly the songs we sing are not metronomic, with a straight tempo. These are more kind of complaints and laments, and it's the movement of the voice and not the pulsation that is important. And it is in the old tradition of ballad singers in Acadia and the east of Quebec. So this is our aesthetic school for this way to sing, not to sing with a beat, but to sing like it would be a stream and it's spring. And
so out of this huge variety of song that you've presented us at this year's festival, or most of the songs are to do with your current project of a celebration of drink and the philosophy of drink and celebration there. Tell me about, there's one in particular where it concerns the girls rather than the guys.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Buvons Ma Cuisine. It's a little bit unusual as a theme, but you find some songs who tells the stories of women that are drinking and not the men.
And we are a little unusual as a team too, because we have one man and two women in the group. And mostly what we see is all-men group or all-women group or a couple. So this formation with one man, two women, it's unusual, and we wanted to acknowledge the fact that we are two women in the group and that we can drink too. But intelligently, you know.
Buvons ma cousine, cinq à six chopines. Buvons du vin nouveau qui est dans le tonneau. Buvons.
père qui arrive en grande diligence trouva sa femme au lit en grande maladie. Trouva sa femme au lit en grande maladie. Oh, qu'as-tu donc, ma femme? Tu m'as l'air bien malade. C'est-y pas la salade qui t'a rendu malade, ou si c'est la liqueur qui t'a fait mal au cœur? Ce n'est pas la salade qui m'a rendu malade, mais c'est bien la liqueur qui m'a fait mal au cœur. Mais c'est bien la liqueur qui m'a fait mal au cœur. Le père de bonne grâce descend dans la cave, prit sa bouteille en main pour lui tirer du vin, prit sa bouteille en main pour lui tirer du vin. Il tape dans la tonne lui résonne. C'est écrit tout haut, y a plus de vin dans le tonneau. C'est écrit tout haut, y a plus de vin dans le tonneau. Le père, tout en colère, il brisa sa bouteille, prit son bâton en main pour lui casser les reins, prit son bâton en main pour lui casser les reins. Oh, qu'as-tu donc, mon âme? Tu n'as pas l'air commode. Le long de mon côté, viens donc t'y reposer. Toi et ta cousine, vous n'êtes que de coquines. Vous buvez tout mon bien, mes enfants n'auront rien. Vous buvez tout mon bien, mes enfants n'auront rien.
Quand on a de l'argent pour passer son temps. Ville d'un garçon, c'est la vie la plus aimable. Quand on a de l'argent pour passer son temps. À rire, à chanter, à boire à plein verre, à ne jamais penser de s'y marier. Du temps que j'étais jeune, j'avais du plaisir, j'avais de j'étais jeune, j'avais du plaisir, j'avais de l'argent pour passer mon temps. À rire, à chanter, à boire à plein verre, à ne jamais penser de m'y marier. Mon père m'a toujours dit qu'il faut savoir choisir avant d'y marier, de peur de s'y tromper. Mon père m'a toujours dit qu'il faut savoir choisir avant de s'y marier, de peur de s'y tromper. L'avait dit mon père, qui choisit prend pire, ce qui est arrivé à vous le premier. À rire, à chanter, à boire à plein verre, à ne jamais penser de s'y marier. Pour finir cette chanson, il faut vider les verres et remplir les cochons pour se mouiller le gorgoton. Pour finir cette chanson, il faut vider les verres et remplir les cochons pour se mouiller le gorgoton. Encore un petit coup, tandis qu'on est jeune, et encore un petit coup, ça dure pas toujours. Et encore un petit coup, tandis qu'on est jeune, et encore un petit coup, ça dure pas toujours.
We're on the final day of Chant de Vielle, and up next on the barn stage is a young band, Les Chauffeurs à Pied, led by Antoine Gauthier and featuring the furious Quebec-style fiddle playing of Louis-Simon Lemieux.
So I have Louis Simon and Antoine from Les Chauffeurs à Pied. Fantastic, high energy. Tell me first about the background to your music, because I think there's a family connection for a start.
For myself, when I was younger, there was a lot of party at my house, and my mother plays the piano, and she's also the host of the jam session. No, not the host, but the pianist at the jam session in Quebec City. Yeah. So if I want to see her, I go to the jam.
For me, it's my father is a fiddler, and my grandfather is also a fiddler. So I learned from him at about 3 years old. I don't know. It's like if I was born with a fiddle and the harmonica in my mouth.
Tell me a little bit about where the fiddle sits in Quebecois music.
Well, it's the king instrument, we should say.
You could say that.
Maybe with accordion. Yeah. And there's like a specific way to play the fiddle. Of course, everybody has his own style, but there's something shared by all the French Canadian. I think it's kind of a percussive beat with the bow. And that's something we share and we don't see so often elsewhere.
The fiddle and the foot tapping.
Yes.
Just that it's enough for a dance.
You play this one solo set on stage, which almost sounds like old-time fiddle music. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's music for dance, for the step dancers. The structure of the piece is a good piece for the step dancers. Playing for dancers is the best way to do the music, I think. For me, it gives a lot of energy. And
tell me a little bit more about the feet, because it just seems to be a permanent heartbeat in this whole festival.
It's a cheap percussion.
Yeah, cheapest.
You can bring it along everywhere.
For me, it's like walking. I don't have to think about it. When I play the fiddle, my feet is just going.
It's fun because when we normally practice, often we practice in an apartment in the center of Quebec City, so we don't foot tap so much when we practice. And we feel there's always something missing, and when we arrive on stage, all right, now
not
the real
so bad.
Foot tapping.
This way you stay on good terms with your neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The other thing that strikes me is that in the same way that the foot tapping is a kind of constant, it's a cycle, it's always moving. The same thing happens with the singing, with the call and response. Why is that such a strong thing in Quebecois song?
Well, it's very participative, and people are always drunk in festivals, so they like to respond to songs, I think.
In a party, it's the best way to have fun. And
you can be three, you can be 15.
And all night long.
The music is so rooted and connected to dancing, but I hear a lot of what old-time players would call cricket tunes that are not 4 and 8 and 16. Is that a big part of the music?
We play a lot of crooked tunes with the band Les Chauffeurs à Pied. Maybe half of our tunes are crooked, maybe. I don't know. But I was playing music for years before somebody told me like crooked tune exists or square thing exists, like maybe you can count 8 or 16, and I didn't have any clue about it. I was playing music for years.
So it's just an automatic thing?
Yeah, it's just the tune is like that, you know? It's like free poetry. We played for dances a few times in the United States, and they would like oblige us to play standard tunes, square tunes, and we had to review the tunes in our head, you know, counting.
Is
oh, this one?
Is it crooked?
No, not this one. Damn. And then this one? No, it's not standard neither. So we had to make a little list to pick on tunes on it.
So what makes this festival special?
We are a bit slower because we didn't sleep at all.
Well, that's partly an answer then.
Yeah, that's maybe partly of an answer.
It's worth
actually
being there.
Yeah.
When we arrive here, we know that we're not going to sleep during 3 days. So that's probably why it's so fun to be here.
N'avait que moi d'enfant, maman.
Mon père et puis ma mère n'avaient que moi d'enfant, maman.
Ils m'ont-ils pas fait faire un petit cotillon blanc? Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
Ils m'ont-ils pas fait faire un petit cotillon blanc, maman.
Ils m'ont-ils pas fait faire un petit cotillon blanc, maman.
On court par derrière, puis trop long par devant. J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
Trop court par derrière, puis trop long par devant, maman.
Trop court par derrière, puis trop long par devant, maman.
Puis avec les rognures, ils m'ont fait faire des gants. Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
Puis avec les rognures, ils m'ont fait faire des gars, maman.
Et avec l'ironie, ils m'ont fait faire des gars, maman.
En m'en allant aux vêtres, j'ai perdu un de mes gars. Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
En m'en allant aux vêtres, j'ai perdu un de mes gars, maman.
En m'en allant aux vêtres, j'ai perdu un de mes gars, maman.
Mon père, il l'a trouvé dans les mains de mon amant. Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
Mon père, il l'a trouvé dans les mains de mon âme.
Mon père, il l'a trouvé dans les mains de son amant, maman.
Mon père et puis ma mère, ils m'ont battu tellement. Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
Mon père et puis ma mère, ils m'ont battu tellement, maman.
Mon père et puis ma mère, ils m'ont battu tellement, maman.
Battu par le derrière, ça nous rend plus savants. Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rhum dedans, maman.
Quand tu parles derrière, ça nous rend plus savants, maman.
Quand tu parles derrière, ça nous rend plus savants, maman.
Ben,
battu derrière la tête, ça nous rend innocent. Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rentres dans mon fromage.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rentres dans mon fromage.
Oh, j'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rentres dans mon fromage.
J'aime mon petit flacon, ma mère, quand que tu rentres dans mon fromage.
It's just coming up to midnight, and what else would you have as the climax of a festival centred around a barn than a barn dance? Join in if you dare, but be warned, these are Quebecois dances. They go on forever, almost transcendentally so, and always with those occasional crooked extra beats put in to throw off the unwary. Les Chauffeurs à Pied are the band, and leading the dancers is Normand Legault, whose dance calling is at times pure poetry.
It's the last version of the Idealistic Festival because the size is good, the ambience is good, the programmation is perfect, and the public is wonderful too, open and curious and aware of what all this means. So it's totally outside of any commercial way of thinking the culture now. And this is what we absolutely need in this process of making this music beautiful and known and alive.
À vos places, une petite promenade, assez soyez, on se promène tout doux.
I think that what makes a difference is that it started as a party and it kept that atmosphere of a party. It doesn't look like the big folk festival, the big folk American folk festivals like Philadelphia, where we have 60,000 people coming and it's all organized. You have music a little bit everywhere, but it's really relaxed atmosphere. You know, it's a party. It's a big party. It's still a big party, and we hope it is going to keep that way of doing things.
We have a great tradition during the county fair here. I don't know if you have that. They have the pig, fat pig with the oil.
You grease the pig and you have to.
Yeah,
wrestling the pig.
Yeah, and one of the member of the board of the Festival Chandiel, one of the member, Marie-Claude Bouchard, she win last year.
She did.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm very proud to say one member of Chantelle.
So there's no problem with the musicians getting out of hand?
No.
Parle maintenant, et tu couvres le moment. Une fois, deux fois, les quatre filles, dos à dos, les hommes par la gauche, et les hommes par la gauche, à côté, et à regarder. On se lit sa compagnie, puis on swing avec. On swing chacun sa compagnie, swing à l'heure, et swing à l'heure. Prends une corde, petit vogue de maman. On attend la deuxième danse. On reste chez nous.
Les chauffeurs à pied, ending World Roots, recorded this September at the Chant de Vielle Festival in Quebec. The programme was introduced by Marianne Kennedy. The producer was Roger Short. And there's more from Canada in World Roots next week, when Marianne will be taking a tour of Cape Breton Island. World Roots, Sunday next, starting at the later time of 10:20.
How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine.
New York, capital of tap.
How are you? I'm fine.
This week's Between the Ears on Radio 3 brings you three remarkable musicians who blend European and African-American traditions in tap. A city that absorbs the rhythms of the world through its feet and a remarkable soundtrack to modern urban life. Between the Ears, Tap City. Saturday night at 9:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Back to this evening, and in a few minutes we've Jazz on 3 tonight. Until then, The Banjo by Gottschalk. It's played by Michel Legrand.
Thank you.
The banjo Le Bonjour, Opus 15 by Louis Moreau Gottschalk, played there by Michel Legrand. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online, and now a special edition of Jazz Lineup presented by Julian Joseph.
Good evening from the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. Jazz Lineup this week brings you a special concert to mark the centenary of a legendary jazz composer, arranger, and band leader. I'm talking about Stan Kenton. Kenton was a pianist, and like all great big band leaders, he had an eye for talent, an ear for sound, and a way with people. He was ambitious musically and really believed in absorbing his favorite aspects of music to present and develop his jazz conception. He thrived on purposeful experimentation in music and engaged and challenged gifted players, and importantly for tonight's concerts, arrangers. Included amongst the distinguished cast of arrangers were Bill Russo, Bill Holman, and Johnny Richards, men who truly helped Kenton realize the potential he envisaged for his music and consistently rose to the many creative occasions provided. And it was Johnny Richards that he entrusted to transform Bernstein's West Side Story, and in the second half of tonight's concert, we'll be hearing that suite in its entirety, the Kenton Band version.